This poem goes to all the fluff we've heard this round. There seems to be a plague of vague poetry, no significant content. But I want to hear an argument. I want to hear a piece that floats like a boat and saves Cubans from becoming a shark's toothpick. I want to hear a poem with so much substance it can run a marathon distance without breaking a sweat and beat everyone's ass barefoot. I want to hear a poem debate important issues to and fro like a day glow trapeze show, illuminating all we know and changing the status quo with each pendulum swing. Two, a poet exclaims, I don't want to hear a poem that sounds like prose. That's an argument. Fro, I say, I don't want to hear a poem that blows and doesn't make sense. Two, poems should sound pretty. Fro, they should have some sort of complexity. Give me something I can sink my grill on and tear apart, because that is when we start creating art. You see, corporate America is under attack from the slam poets in the coffee shack, and it seems that every poem I hear condemns corporate greed, but they never give us a reason to agree. Instead, they use lines from their favorite CD. Too bad that CD was published and distributed by a large company, or that book they read and plagiarized as poetry was actually funded by B. Dalton and purchased as Sam Walton's. It's gotten the extent that no poem's content can ignore business. Cash flow is so low in this country since the election of the Bush administration that I don't know whom these poets are really throwing metaphors at. But welcome to my show, Poet Exploitation. And we have with us U.S. Poet Laureate, Billy Collins. Corporations are ruining the nation. But does he give us an explanation? No. See, he read about WorldCom and Enron and kids making Nikes in sweatshops, but the poet doesn't want to talk about it. He doesn't have a plan. The poet just says, fuck corporations, so the points go higher and higher. Poets are pimping catchphrases like Michael Jordan advertising Hanes underwear. Too bad both are shit-stained. With brand names and cash register machines, bling, bling. I want to hear a poem with so much substance, you could roll it in a spliff and pass them on to everyone in this circle, because everyone will be as high as Hunter S. Thompson and Robert Downey Jr. in rehab. I'm brewing a new tab in my lab, and it's poems for the forum, poems that advocate, demonstrate, and resonate new, brilliant ideas. So the next time you hear a poet begging for change, beg that poet to inspire change first.
Erin Johnson.